Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back. All right, good show lined up. They're all good, you know that, right? Okay, so let's dive in here. Couples and their money, that's one subject we need to talk about. Getting everybody on the same page, figuring it all out. And also, what do you do when you retire? What will you do with all that time? Every day is Saturday. What will you do with all of that time? And, I mean, there's only so many cruises and golf you can play, right? I mean, so what will you do to stay engaged and not just sit in the lazy boy? So I'm excited to bring back a returning guest. Doria Mentzer is our guest today. She is a board-certified coach, retirement coach, money relationship coach, writer, speaker, very well revered and regarded in the financial world, but the psychology and the coaching world as well. She's been featured in a variety of media outlets like New York Times, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, CNN Money, ABC News, Today Show, and she had a recent article that was in the New York Times back in May, and it was called Work a Little, Play a Little. And so we're going to talk about that work-life balance or that retirement lifestyle where you just don't go on permanent vacation. And we're going to get into that with her. She's also got her new book, The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Creating an Amazing New Life Together. And that's also something that we need to talk about for couples retiring and working out some of the kinks in that, how that relationship will work now that you're either one of you is retired, one's not, or both of you are retired. So Dorian has over 40 years of clinical experience, facilitates workshops, speaks to community and professional groups. She is she's a student and expert of her industry. So licensed third age coach and a too young to retire certified facilitator. She's a licensed psychologist. She provides psychotherapy, career life transition coaching, relationship coaching. So we're going to be leveraging all of that background and expertise in the program. And let's dive right in. Dorian, welcome back.
Thank you so much, David. I remember how much I enjoyed being here last time, and I'm delighted to be back.
Well, we're glad to have you back because we need you, Dorian. We need you because I'm working with couples and I'm working with people that are retiring and going, what do we do? And so much of what you're working on, I'm encountering and engaging clients in those conversations as it relates to their money because, of course, what we do with their money and how we arrange their finances, all that plays into, well, so now what? You know, and so much of the American culture is a view of retirement as a destination. And I know that you are someone that advocates looking at it a little bit differently, maybe more of a journey.
Right. Absolutely. I think it's helpful to view retirement as a journey and a transition. And by that, I mean there's kind of the ending, the unknowns, and the new beginning. And some people have more trouble with the ending, some with the unknown, some with the new beginning, some with all of that, some with none of that. What I find helpful is since life is a series of transitions, it's so helpful to think about how have you handled transitions in the past, and that may help inform you on, you know, kind of what's going to be helpful or scary for you with this big transition of retirement and the second half of your life.
Yeah, and be prepared for some of those things that may come up or how you may react to them. You know, I can imagine in the work that you've done, you've seen some patterns emerge, some trends or some consistency in that certain people, maybe based on their background or what they've done in their working careers, maybe that transition is a lot harder for them. Have you seen any patterns or experiences with that?
Oh, absolutely. It's a really good question. I think for people, well, first of all, I wanted to just comment on what you said before about that retirement isn't so much a destination. What I like to help people think about is what's important is not what you're retiring from, but what you're retiring to. And I think that kind of plays into this other question you just asked me. I think if work has been, and for so many people, work has been a primary identity.
Yeah, yeah.
Or even active parenting.
Right.
You know, is a primary identity. And so when that role begins to change, people often get really frightened with this idea of who am I without that role that I'm so used to. And it can be terrifying, but I like to try to help people reframe it and really recognize that it's a time of possibility. And it's a time to think about what are the other parts of yourself that maybe you've never been able to develop before because you've just been so busy working and, you know, interests that maybe were from even when you were little that you had to put on the back burner. And that maybe it's time to begin to think about yourself as liking, perhaps, and still maybe wanting to do some work,
sure,
paid or unpaid, but also what are the other parts of yourself and interests that you might want to pursue?
Well, and the thing that, you know, as you describe that, Dorian, I try to put myself in that time period because I'm not ready to retire anytime soon. I've got a lot of miles to go. Okay, but it's like that little horse in the Robert Frost poem. I have many miles to go. But as I think about it, just for a second, I think to myself, if I take off this mantle I wear of being a personal financial planner and helping people make this retirement transition and make sure that they stay retired and it's as good as it can be, and you pull that off of me, that cloak or that mantle, then who am I?
Right.
And I start to think, well, yeah, I'm a dad, I'm a husband, I'm a son, I'm involved with my community. But I start to think, who am I? And what then if I'm, how will I feel? What will I do with my time? Again, there's only so much I can exercise a day. So as people, and I'm nowhere near retirement, so I can only imagine some of the anxiety that must create for people.
I think it really does. And I think sometimes people don't realize the role that work has played in our life. If you think about it, work is a reason to get out of bed in the morning. Work provides time together and apart if you're in a relationship. Work provides generally self-esteem, community, engagement, purpose and meaning. And it's hard to not have that. And I think when people don't let themselves think about what role work has played for them and how are they going to build some of those factors into their life if they're not working at all or not working in the same way, then I think people often are adrift and it's scary. But what I have found is that if people can take some time to kind of explore and discover what's important to them now, what's going to give them connection, engagement, and purpose and meaning. Marty Seligman, who's sort of known as the guru of positive psychology, mm-hmm. his more recent book is called Flourish, and he focuses on well-being. And I really do believe that well-being is sort of this three-legged stool of engagement, connection, and purpose and meaning. And it's not just being busy for the sake of being busy, but really engaged in something.
Yeah.
And it's important to think about that so that you can build that into your life.
Absolutely. And just to think through how people are going to make that transition and what they're going to do. And I'm getting the message, Dorian, if I'm hearing you, that, you know, these are things that people want to be thinking about not the day after they retire. These are things to be thinking about as they approach retirement or this transition period so that all of a sudden they don't wake up and say, okay, I need to get some friends. I need to get socially involved. I need to, like with anything, the best outcomes are almost always as a result of having a plan and having thought it through and having something that you can actually do and have that ready to go and start implementing it before you retire.
Absolutely. And it's also fine to give yourself some space. If you are totally retiring, it is okay to give yourself permission to just wind down. But what's important is, just as you said, you can't exercise all day long, and you can't play golf all day long. And, you know, there may be some trips you want to take, and that's really important to be able to take the time to do that. But then I think it's important to give yourself permission to say, what's next?
Mm.
You know, how do I want to live my life? And I do think the sooner you let yourself think about it, the better. I mean, there really is this dark side of retirement when, you know, people haven't thought about it and then you sort of are there by default and there is a higher incidence of drinking and drug abuse.
You beat me to it. I was going to mention that. I mean, depression. Depression,
yeah.
Drug,
yeah.
Alcohol, self-medicating.
Exactly.
Or abusing prescription drugs. And, you know, I've had a few I will say, you may find this surprising, Dorian, but I've had a few people come in where after I met with them, I'm like, you know what? They're medicated. I mean, it's not really funny, but I mean, it's like, you know, people, sometimes you can pick up on it. And obviously that's not where somebody wants to be.
But it's so important that you're aware. I must say, David, not everybody in the financial planning field kind of lets themselves pick up on that. And I mean, I've always admired that you have this kind of holistic view of financial life planning. And that's so important to help people. And I do think thinking ahead and being conscious and intentional is important. But you need to also be flexible because curveballs happen in life.
Oh, my gosh. I tell everybody, well, and I know you're speaking to all of life, and as it relates to their financial life, I tell everybody when I present to them my written financial plan for them, I always say, this plan is carved in jello, not in stone. Okay? Because as you know, things are going to change.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. Dorian Mensah, ladies and gentlemen, our guest, returning guest, and so glad she's with us. PhD, she's doing the work in her psychotherapy and the coaching, and you can hear that in her discussion with me. The book is The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Creating an Amazing New Life Together, which we're going to talk a little bit more about after the break. And her website, Revolutionize Retirement, revolutionizeretirement.com. And Dorian is available for individual and couples coaching in person or on the phone, and something definitely to take a look at. So we'll grab a break. We'll come right back with Dorian. Stay right there.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focus on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Have you considered an annuity as part of your retirement plan? Did you know that over the past several years, Americans put trillions of dollars into annuities? But despite their popularity, many people aren't sure about annuities. Why? Because annuities have been attacked for decades by financial folks who offer competing products or services. A lot of money is at stake, so some financial firms who only offer investments don't want you to consider an annuity. Get the facts. Find out about this valuable financial resource. Call Holland Financial today and get your free copy of Annuities as Part of Your Retirement Plan at 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
And we are back. Dorian Mensah on the line with us, and we're talking about, well, retirement together and also what to do with your time. Two very important subjects that kind of intertwine, and she's written the book, The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Creating an Amazing New Life Together. Co-wrote that with Roberta Taylor. And I want to kind of, you know, I can say those two subjects are so intertwined, Dorian, I'm kind of jumping between the two, but I know from having watched my parents who they took early retirement. They were teachers and they had an opportunity. They both started in the school systems locally where I am right out of college, and they put their 30 years in, and they were in their early 50s when they retired, and there was an opportunity for them to take advantage of a program where, you know, a lot of schools are trying to retire the teachers after they get a certain amount of tenure, and obviously there's economic benefits to the school system for that, and they took advantage of it. And one of the things that I saw them kind of try to work out, figure out, and you know, kind of what do we? They're both hyperactive, you know, up at the crack of dawn doing stuff, people, and so for them, a lot of retirement wasn't just how they were going to spend their time together, but also what they were going to do. And what's interesting is both of them went back for second and third helpings of more work in the school system in some way, because they just weren't finished and they wanted to do something. So, you know, that brings me to another concept that I know that you have advocated and talked about, and that is this idea of kind of merging or mingling volunteering with consulting, or, you know, finding a way to do things. Maybe it's part-time, maybe it's part, you know, volunteer, part getting paid. And if we can explore some of that, I think that might be something that people would find an interesting idea or possibility as they make this transition.
Great. It's a really important area because, you know, when you think about it, when you've worked for many years, you know, there's skills that you have, and many skills are transferable. And it's not unusual that sometimes people want to still work, but maybe not as hard. They want, I always like the phrase, fitting work into life rather than having to try to squeeze life into work. And there's a whole movement called Encore Careers.
Yeah.
And also the article that you mentioned that was just recently in May in the New York Times, written by Carrie Hannon, really talks about people using their skills perhaps consulting, volunteering, and having time for leisure. And it's very important to be able to do that. And it just takes some time to kind of figure out how to do it. I mean, I know many, many people who retire. I mean, your parents were certainly young when they retired.
Yeah,
but
they
there
were.
Are people even in their 60s and
sure.
70s.
Oh, absolutely.
Who, you know, are not ready to not be doing something that gives that connection, engagement, and purpose
absolutely.
And meaning. And so many do establish the Encore career. There's a wonderful organization. If your listeners were to go to encore.org, it's
great.
San Francisco-based, and they're lovely stories of people who use their skills, and some of them consult and help nonprofits or help develop programs that, you know, are a way of giving back. Because part of what also happens as we get older is we want to think about what our legacy is. How do we want to be remembered? And
right.
legacy doesn't have to be a big L. It can be a little L or a big L.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be just a financial legacy. But it can be, you know, working with the population you'd never worked with before. Or, you know, as you said with your parents, not wanting to maybe teach, but then wanting to still use your skills in the school system.
Right.
In a different kind of way.
Right.
And there are many, many options and opportunities. There are more people who become entrepreneurs in the over 50 age group.
Right.
It's a really fast-growing demographic of people who really don't want to have somebody else be their boss.
Yeah.
They want to set their own hours, and they want time to live their life, but also work and maybe earn money if they still need money, and many
right.
people do. And for those who don't need to earn money, then to be able to do the volunteering.
Well, here's a little anecdotal information or feedback just from as I've seen this. There's a trend I've seen develop, Dorian, which is that more and more the financial plans that I am building for people, again, as a retirement plan, one of the things that's coming up on a more frequent basis is basically a request that we build a plan that's going to see them through their retirement, give them the income they need. And then that puts them in a place where a lot of people are saying, now, this is what we'll do. We want to make sure there's enough flexibility in the plan because I want to know that I don't have to work, but I'm thinking about doing this, that, and the other, and then that would give me supplemental income. So I'm finding that the plans need to be responsive to income coming in to where we can turn income off from the plan and allow their assets to continue to build. So it's interesting. That is a trend that I've seen firsthand starting to increase.
Yeah, and I think it's a trend you're going to see happening more and more. Again, it's just wonderful hearing that you're helping to work on that with people. One of the dilemmas that some people have is what happens when I'm not getting a paycheck, and there
yeah.
can be really panic about
oh,
it, whether
absolutely.
You're in a relationship or individually.
Right.
And I find it is important to sort of think about how do you want to live, you know, your life. And to be realistic about what some of those expenses are so that you enable yourself. Maybe it will be working longer or, you know, just making sure things are invested well and thinking about how you're spending it.
Yeah, and that's a lot of times, Dorian, what happens is we do view some of that extra income, if it does come in, that we say, look, the plan's going to work. That extra income can be viewed to fund some of these extras. And again, like I said earlier, every day is Saturday. So there's a lot of
right.
opportunities to shop and go to restauranting and all
right.
of that and have these different things. And the other thing that, you know, again, is a little bit taboo to talk about, but it's the subject of class and social circles and who, you know, who you hang out with. And there is sometimes a little bit of, I don't want to say peer pressure, but maybe a little bit of, you know, trying to keep up with the fellow retired mm-hmm. Joneses. And so that, you know, that some of that extra income can certainly help with that.
Right. And that can, you know, that can be a dilemma for some people. And
yeah.
some, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, some people, you know, do have the finances and it's less of a problem, but there are so many people in our country that for a variety of reasons are not in a comfortable situation as
mm-hmm.
they approach their retirement years. There may have been meeting
setbacks,
to, you know,
sure.
care for parents or
mm-hmm.
college, you know, debt. And many people really know that they can't stop working at the, quote, traditional retirement age, that they need to continue to keep working.
Yeah.
And some people, I mean, and I'm sure you see this in your practice too, David, that some people are forced into a retirement when they don't really want it.
Yeah, the percentage is higher than people realize of people that have to do that.
Exactly. And there can be mergers or downsizing, and that can be problematic for people because they know they really do need to keep working. And, you know, it is harder to find work when you're older, although there are more employers that are becoming more open to the wisdom and the reliability that older workers have. But you do need to kind of reposition yourself because I think the job market in the 21st century is different from what it was in the 20th century. And so a lot of times people have to begin to think about project work,
which actually
can be kind of freeing for people. But you do need to kind of rethink your mindset of what you're looking for if you still want to work, but you can't work where you were working.
Well, that's very true, Dorian. And I would tell you that I would be happy to trade two 25-year-olds for a 50-year-old. Well, because the reliability is there. You're spot on with that. If you're just joining us, Dorian Mentzer is our guest today. Ladies and gentlemen, board-certified coach, retirement coach, money and relationship coach, writer, speaker, the book, The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Creating an Amazing New Life Together. We're going to get to that. Stay right there. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back with Dorian.
Two things are for sure. It's summertime, and the kids want to swim. I'm sure glad that we enrolled our children in the Volusia Flagler YMCA Summer Swim Program. It was so easy. At the Y, they enjoy water sports, meet new friends, and most important, they learn water safety skills. If you haven't signed up yet, call your local Y or log on to vfymca.org. Come on, it's summertime. Enjoy it more with the Summer Swim Programs from your Volusia Flagler YMCA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Hi, this is Mike Peerless, NMLS number 1073735, Reverse Mortgage Director for Holland Mortgage Services, a subsidiary of Holland Financial. It used to be that people considered a reverse mortgage as a loan of last resort. In fact, our company's founder and host of this program, David Holland, was a skeptic himself. However, after many client requests, David investigated this product thoroughly and decided that a reverse mortgage could fit into one's overall financial plan. Holland Mortgage Services is a licensed Florida broker, and we can help you refinance your existing mortgage and stop making ongoing monthly mortgage payments. However, you're still responsible for payment of property taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA fees. You can also tap your home's equity to pay off credit cards or put cash in the bank. Call 386-671-7526 today for a free evaluation. Sometimes, to move forward, you need to go reverse. That number again is 386-671-7526. Holland Mortgage Services, NMLS number 1432962.
Hi there, we're back with Dorian Mentzer on the line and her website, revolutionizedretirement.com. A lot of good information there. You can learn more about her services and if you need a little bit of therapy, a little bit of coaching, she definitely can help you, especially for couples out there who are not on the same page about their retirement. You know, one of the things we sometimes have to reconcile, Dorian, that I work with, again, with the planning part of this, is when couples are, there's a difference in age, or when there is a difference of expectation or reality for them to be able to continue working until full retirement, you know, maybe where one of them, their jobs is literally physically demanding and there's no way they can get to maybe normal retirement age, but the other does. So we've got that, you know, reconciling the maybe a difference of age and retirement date and or, you know, just the nature of their work. Do you find that that is a source of stress or a challenging thing in what you do, and what are some ideas on how to kind of hit that head on? We've got about 2 minutes to talk about it.
Okay. It's totally a stress area for couples, and it can be a stress area for individuals too in terms of, you know, some of their friends and siblings or whomever that's been part of their life. it's very easy for people to be out of sync. And the jury is not out about if people should retire at the same time or different times.
Yeah.
It becomes part of the conversation to just talk about it. It's not unusual, too, if there's an age difference that, you know, let's just take a heterosexual couple right now. So if the man is older, he may be, winding down, and the wife may be at her peak. And the same issues can happen in same-sex mm-hmm. as well as heterosexual couples, mm-hmm. where one, if there are age differences in that, too, where one's, in their prime and the other's winding down. And it becomes important to think about, how do we negotiate this? And
right.
as you said, the job can be physically demanding.
Right.
And, it's part of the conversation. And there's no right and wrong way of how to do it. Partly, I always advise people to talk with their financial planner and figure out, where are they financially
sure.
to figure out, what they can and can't do.
What they can and can't do, yeah.
Right. And the dilemma, there can be different energy levels that people have too, and different, as you say, physically demanding jobs versus
right.
less physically demanding jobs. So there's so many variables at work. And I think whether you're in a relationship or single, it is important to take stock and reflect on what you're able to do, and to then, if you're in a relationship, talk to whoever is important in your life, your spouse, partner, to just talk about it, to try to figure out how to make it work, and to begin to develop an individual vision and a shared vision, but knowing that, that you need to revisit that because
yeah.
things may change.
Absolutely.
But I think different ages, different interest levels, energy levels, all of that can create challenges and dilemmas for people, but nothing really is insurmountable. It's just the importance of learning how to have these kind of important and courageous conversations and not just sort of pretend it's, and push it under the rug.
Absolutely. Well, we will direct them, Dorian, then to go to your website for more thinking on that, revolutionizedretirement.com. And Dorian's book with Roberta Taylor is The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Creating an Amazing New Life Together. Dorian, I loved having you back on. We'll do it again, and thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being with you today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.